Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Archetype Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the second half of that?
Yeah, sorry. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Toby. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. How are you today, Toby?
I'm good, thanks. I just found out that Archetype Fiber is coming into my community. And I am a public library. Well, I'm not the public library, but I'm the director of a public library. So
okay.
I'm trying to find out, because I know they're just doing the construction work and bringing the cable into the village. So I'm trying to find out when it might be available and also what the services, if there's a difference in price on the website. It looks like all of the pricing is just for residential. If there would be a difference in pricing for...
So there is a difference in pricing for the business. If you go to the website, it does show you what the... It should at least show you what the small business, or even if it's enterprise. But let's go ahead and take a look. And we're looking at small to medium, right?
Very small, yeah.
Okay, so if you go to archtopfiber.com, you'll see where it says internet, residential, and then business. If you hover over the business, it'll say small to medium. And it does show that the small business fiber for 500 megabytes per second is about $149.99 per month. The small business for the 1 gig is $199 per month. And then we do have other ones. So we have like the two, and then we have speeds up to 10 gigs.
Okay. And what's the price to add on phone?
So with that, I can actually put in a consultation. If you'd like, Toby, what I can do is I can take down your information and send it directly over to the business department for them to reach out to you.
Because right now we have Spectrum, which is internet and phone, and I believe we pay $169 a month for both.
So okay.
I'm just trying to do due diligence and see what the difference would be, because I'm not sure actually when this is going to be effective, that you'll be able to start setting up accounts, because like I said, I know that they're just doing the physical work, started like last week.
Oh, absolutely, and that's understandable. What is the address to the location that requires the internet, please?
It is 86 Broadway.
In Kingston?
Tivoli.
Tivoli, okay. What is Tivoli's zip code, please?
12583.
I knew it. Okay, perfect. You know, it's funny. I pass by Tivoli all the time, and I've never actually been into a little village.
Yeah, if you have to travel down that teeny little road, and it's like 25
I know. Miles. Yeah. You have to make a left over at the, oh gosh, what's it called? I can't remember the name of that little restaurant that's there.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's changed names so many times.
It's like Jaeger or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, something Jaeger. I know Jaeger's in it.
Yeah, once you come into town, it's like, I don't know, less than a mile off of 9G, and it's a very sweet little village. There's lots of...
I will have to come and take a look. I'm also a photographer, so I gotta get some photography done soon. But I know I love little hamlets and towns,
yeah,
because they always add that little cuteness to it.
Absolutely. And we're actually in the village building.
Okay.
We're on the first floor, they're on the second floor, so I don't know if that makes a difference, if that would be something that we'd be able to do for the whole building.
Yeah, I mean, they may be able to go ahead and do that. They would probably contact the rest of the building to see if they would want to have Archtop for the entirety of the building or just for you guys.
Yeah, I can talk to the mayor about that too.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, I know we've had some connections with the mayor of Kingston, for example, who has like supported all of Archtop Fiber as far as like moving into the area.
Right. Exactly the same thing here. Yeah.
Yeah. So absolutely. If you want to go ahead and speak with them and, you know, just kind of get their idea. Absolutely. Right. What is the best phone number for you, please, Toby?
Sure. It's 845-757-3771.
And do you have an email address that I can provide just in case I can't reach you by phone?
Sure. It's director@tivolilibrary.org.
Perfect. All right. So let me go ahead and, Toby, how do I spell your first name?
T-O-B-I. Thank you.
Okay. That's what I thought it was. I just wanted to make sure.
But that's usually little boys and dogs.
I know. No, I figured Toby was going to be with an I, but I just wanted to make sure just in case. Yeah. And did you want me to include last name or?
Sure. It's Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y.
Okay, perfect. If I could type, that would be great. L-E-Y, right?
Yes. I always say I'm not a bad speller, I'm a bad typer. I almost always spell library wrong on the first try.
That is so funny. Well, I mean, it's also like I have it sometimes where like I've got the fat finger syndrome. Mm-hmm. Even though I've got tiny fingers, I still hit the keys next to the key I'm trying to hit. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny at that point because it's like, well, I got fat finger syndrome even though I got tiny fingers. So
yeah.
It's a constant struggle, I will tell you.
Yes.
And you know what's worse? I've been through all the typing classes and everything too.
I haven't, so I'm still a big hunky pecker, you know.
Oh yeah, no, my school when I was in like I don't know middle school I think, we had computer lab, which part of it was us being allowed to play a specific game, and it was the typing game, and you had to type what you saw on the screen as fast as possible, otherwise the shark would break through the glass and eat you.
Oh, funny. My son did a game like that. It was dance mat typing. That's what he used.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, no, I mean, this was back in, what, the late 90s, so.
Yeah.
We had a little bit more violence to everything.
Yeah. Well, my mother at the time, I graduated in 89, so my mother used to say that, you know, girls shouldn't learn to type because then they'll be out. Well, me in particular, she didn't think that I should type because then I would always be asked to type for everybody else because at that time nobody knew that the internet was coming.
Yeah, and not only that, but I mean, there was a time where women were like the primary typers for everything.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Not that for me, but she had no problem with my sister doing it.
That's so funny. I just realized how many L-I-L-I, it's how repetitive it is in Tivoli Library.
Yeah.
That's so funny. All right, so let me go ahead and get this over to them, and they will reach out as soon as possible, okay?
Fantastic, thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And I'll let them know possibility of whole building.
Yeah, well, let me just check with the mayor.
Yeah, I'm just saying possibility and that you're going to talk to the mayor.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, perfect.
Yeah, I know that we're not set up that way now with the current internet that we have. They are separated, but...
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing. We can still have it separated, but to at least get everybody connected and have their own accounts, because we do also do apartments... on the residential side, so not everybody gets, you know, our service. So we do that. We do have the capability of separating the accounts.
I have a feeling that I guess they're most likely going to do it.
Okay.
Because, like you said, Joel has been working with getting Archtop into the village, so I'm sure that's already on the way.
Oh, absolutely.
About what you know. What the difference in price is and what we're looking at for us and how that will
absolutely work. And it'll be great to find that out too, because not only that, but it'll also bring, you know, a much higher technology to the area that's so very needed. As I live in Dutchess, I'll tell you right now, where I live, I get zero cell signal and I'm so dependent upon Wi-Fi for even Wi-Fi calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we loan out hotspots for people. And
oh, that's awesome.
They're never around. They go out constantly. And I don't even know how people can use them because, like you said,
The cell signal, it's horrible. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I was just up in Catskill earlier today, and it just, you know, I was at the corner of Hudson and the bridge, and somehow my phone was not getting internet connection. I had to restart my phone. But it was just, it was mind-boggling.
If I'm on the phone on the way home from work, I have to tell people, I'm about to hit a dead spot.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm the same way. I am the exact same way because I live on a dead zone road.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's horrible. It's appalling, really. Because we're in 2024. We're supposed to have technology. So, but that's why we're here, to bring that better technology to the area.
Now,
so
are
that's...
you also part of, somebody just told me you bought out GTEL in Germantown?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah,
yes. So we did take that over as well. So we are handling their business as well.
Cool. Now, on the website, it says you're creeping into Columbia and Greene County.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a time frame on that, when that will, because I live in Columbia County, but I don't live in Hudson. I live in Claverack, and I know it's very
close. Oh, Claverack, okay. Yeah, Claverack might just be a little bit of a ways away, but if you want, what I can do is I can take a look. To see when that is expected. Give me one moment.
Sure. Because we hate the testing table.
I don't blame you one bit. And you know, it's funny, they changed their name to Mid-Hudson Fiber.
Oh, when did that happen?
A couple months ago, apparently. I was just over in Catskill and Hudson this morning. So, I mean, it was funny seeing all the billboards, and it's like, I've known you as Mid-Hudson Cable.
Right.
I've never known you as Mid-Hudson Fiber.
Yeah.
So, I just thought that was kind of funny. I was like, huh. Because I used to live up in Catskill and Greenville over a decade ago.
Yeah.
All right. And what is your service address for your home that you're interested in? Yeah.
28 Hover Road.
Hover, H-O-V-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. And what is Claverack's zip code?
12513.
Okay. Let me just take a look. There we go, Claverack. And you said Hover Road. So we don't have it in the system just yet, but that just means that it won't be till 2025.
Oh, okay.
But it will be sometime in 2025, because right now we're already starting to pre-order for Hudson and Catskill, and that's expected by December.
Oh, wow.
By December or New Year's. So we're definitely expanding very fast, so it could very well take as little as 6 months. But I'm thinking we're looking more towards like either late summer or early fall, but that can always change. So definitely keep an eye out. What I can do also is I can, put you down for, a notification for when we're in the area.
Sure.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, can I give you my personal?
Yes. Yes, please.
It's Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y, the letter T, and then the number 8848.
8848?
Yes, at
gmail.com. At gmail. Perfect. So let me get that into the system. And did you want me to keep the primary phone number as the number you provided me, or did you want me to put down a different number for you?
Oh, it's a different number. It's 518-653-7815.
Perfect. Okay. So I'll get you onto that list so that you're notified as soon as we are in the area, or at least close to the area. It'll notify you when we are able to pre-order. And so what that means is that we'll get you into the system. And then when it comes time for the scheduling, where we know for sure, okay, great, we've got all the fiber laid, we are able to now start servicing these customers that are on this waiting list, we give you a call and we schedule for whatever day is best for you. We also do installs on Saturdays, just in case that works better for you. But
okay, good to know.
Okay. Yeah, our typical appointment times are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m., just so that you're aware of that.
All right.
Okay. But yeah, otherwise I've got you down on the waiting list and you'll be all set. And I'm going to forward over this information directly over to the business department right away.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Is there anything else that I can possibly help with today?
That is it. Thank you.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. It's been an absolute pleasure. And Toby, I hope you have a fantastic weekend and, well, I mean, a fantastic week and a Halloween. we're over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
Thank you so much. You enjoy the rest
of course, anytime. And I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.